With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House GOP leaders urging support for a Senate budget resolution from their members as fiscal hawks in the House rebel.
House Republican leaders are urging their members to adopt the Senate's version of the budget resolution that will tee up President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, arguing that the major differences between the chamber's instructions on spending reductions do not prevent fiscal hawks from achieving their goals of historic cuts. In a Dear Colleague letter sent to members on Saturday, Speaker Mike Johnson, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Majority Whip Tom Emmer, and Conference Chair Lisa McClain are getting a head start of arguing in favor of the legislation as hardline conservatives publicly balk at the Senate product. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
IRS is cutting 25% of its staff on Friday. 130 employees in the Office of Civil Rights and Compliance were dismissed ahead of more planned layoffs. Those remaining in the department were moved to the Office of Chief Counsel. Also at SRNnews.com, more U.S. airstrikes in Yemen.
Houthi rebels in Yemen say suspected U.S. airstrikes overnight have killed two people in the Houthi stronghold Sada'a. Footage aired by the Houthi satellite news channel shows a strike collapsing what appears to have been a two-story building. But a bombing video posted by President Donald Trump suggests that casualties may be higher than the rebels are acknowledging. The intense campaign of U.S. airstrikes are targeting the Houthis over their attacks on shipping in Mideast waters. I'm Donna Water.
Texas is opening a probe into Kellogg's cereals. The state says the cereal giant may be in violation of Texas law by advertising its products as healthy. The Office of State Attorney General Ken Paxton said some of Kellogg's cereals, quote, are filled with petroleum-based artificial food colorings that have been linked to hyperactivity, obesity, and other health issues. This is SRN News. Did you ever think about who you talk with on Sunday mornings? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that the pastor is the most popular person to engage with either before or after a worship service. 57% of regular churchgoers say they talk to him. Fellow parishioners come in second. 53% of churchgoers like to engage with somebody else in the pews at worship. And in third place is church staff. 50% of adults say they make time to say hi to them. Baby boomers like to talk to other parishioners most of all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood and others that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether those groups are complying with the law. Department of Health and Human Services has declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, though it's being reported that DEI programs are at issue. This is SRN News. At least 45 years have passed since a state last eliminated its income tax on wages and salaries. Two southern states are now on the path to do so if their economies keep growing.
Mississippi's governor has signed a law that could phase out the income tax by 2040 if annual revenue growth benchmarks are met. Kentucky has also tweaked its law to make it easier to meet the revenue triggers needed to keep whittling income tax down toward zero. Both states seek to join the likes of income tax-free states such as Florida, Tennessee, and Texas.
Millions are under flood alerts across the Mid-South and Southeast as powerful spring storms dump heavy rain across a large section of the country. At least 19 people have been killed as a result of the severe weather, with 10 of those deaths reported in Tennessee. Forecasters say the southern mid-Atlantic and southeast can expect strong thunderstorms and damaging winds into Monday as the system moves east. More details at srnnews.com.